If you make this hard, Kathy, I'm going to be mad.
We're set. All right. Good afternoon. This is Commissioner Brian Kalk. We're meeting on the 12th floor of the Capitol today for informal on case number PU10554, Hillen Operating LLC, 6-inch natural gas liquids pipeline. I'm joined by Commissioners Kramer and Commissioner Fetch and others around the table. Before I open up to my commissioner for colleagues for comment, let's just quickly go around the table and get names, starting with Patrick.
Patrick Fahn, Commission Staff.
Mark Gurman, Commission Staff.
Kathy Spillman, K2 Engineering and Consulting.
Jillian Repnow, Fredrickson and Byron, representing Highland Operating.
Mike Higgins with Highland Partners.
All right, Mike. All right, thank you very much. And I would open it up to my fellow colleagues if they have any comments.
Well, just good afternoon, welcome. And, yeah, what can I tell you? This is required by our rules and by law, but afterwards we might have a discussion about adjustments of this type not needing to go through this rigorous a process, even though it is informal. But thank you.
All right. Commissioner Fetch?
Nothing at this time.
All right. Jillian, I turn it over to you, I presume.
Okay. Well, we've got Mike Higgins with us from Highland, and he's going to be talking about the modification we're requesting today. Kathy is basically just here in case you have any questions due to the nature of this modification. It's pretty simple, so. All right, as you know, this pipeline has already been permitted, and we received an amended permit for a small reroute this June, and today we are just requesting an increase in pipeline diameter. So, Mike, if you could just state your full name for the record.
Michael Higgins.
And what's your position with Highland Operating?
Division Operations Director of the Bakken.
Could you just give a brief summary of the project and remind us where it's located?
Pipeline will transport NGLs from our Highland Watford City Natural Gas Processing Plant, located approximately 7 miles northeast of Cartwright, North Dakota, to the Highland Operating Rail Loading Facility located to next to the Yellowstone Valley Railroad Line, approximately 5 miles north and 8 miles west of Cartwright, North Dakota. It's also located in McKenzie County.
And you're the project manager?
Yes.
Okay, could you describe the modification Highland is requesting?
Highland is requesting the approval of an increase in the diameter of its pipeline from 6 inches to 8 inches. No other modifications are requested.
Why are you proposing the increased diameter?
We have, based on our current projections for NGL liquids being produced out of our Watford City plant, we feel like it's a good idea to upsize the line, and we've also come across some additional commercial opportunities that may present themselves in the coming few years that having a larger line size will give us an opportunity to take advantage of that.
And does Highland have all necessary landowner approvals for the modification?
Yes, we do.
Besides obtaining the amended corridor certificate and route permit, are there any other permits or approvals that are still needed?
Yes, we are waiting one more permit from the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation, which has to do with the irrigation canals that we cross in the lower Yellowstone area. And we believe we should have that permit within a few weeks or a week.
And could you just describe the anticipated schedule for construction of the project?
We can start immediately, other than this area that we are awaiting on this permit.
That's all we have.
All right. I just had a couple quick questions. Is 8 inches diameter enough? I mean, I remember the hearing. We asked the question, the gas is getting bigger and bigger out there.
Based on our plant capacity and what we've already invested in capital to build it, it would take significant increases in plant capacity for us to outrun that at that
base. What is the capacity of that plant? It's 50 MCF?
90 to 100.
It is that big. Okay.
Fair enough. And is there any, and I'm not sure this question goes to, is there any difference in your emergency response plan that would have been filed with this since it's going to a bigger diameter?
No.
That's what I assume, but I wouldn't. Okay. That was all that I had.
Kevin? Yeah, I really don't. I'm not sure why we need to even do this because I don't see that there's any additional impact, but except that the law requires us to, our own rules require us to. But you did state, you said that, I guess it was to Jillian's question, regarding all necessary something for the adjustment, but yet I wouldn't think there would be any different than the previous one. There's no new landowners, there's no new compressor stations, no new anything to meet this 8-inch?
No, just to clarify on the permit with the Bureau of Reclamation, and Kathy can help expound on it a little further if you need to. We had a previous company that had done our permitting on this project. As you know, we've been working on this for a year or so. That particular company is no longer employed by us, and when we brought Kathy in to help us review this, she noticed a small loophole that we had gotten a permit through the irrigation district locally and thought that was enough. In her review, she realized that we needed a little bit more. So that's where that came from.
Okay.
Right. Commissioner Fetch?
Well, it seems pretty simple to me. I mean, there's no increased impact in any of the affected areas. So why, seems smart to me.
The spill response plan was the only thing I thought would change, but you answered that question. Mm-hmm. Pat or Mark, did you have any questions? Go ahead.
You mentioned that you had all the necessary landowner approvals. Did you have to go back to the landowners to get some other approvals?
No.
Or other easement changes?
No.
Okay.
That's what I guess I was thinking.
All right. Mark, anything?
No.
Anything else, Jillian, for the...
We would be prepared to submit a proposed order by Tuesday morning as well. So if you're going to meet for Bocking Link, we would request that you meet for Highland as well at the same time.
We would be happy to do that.
We're into judicial efficiency. Especially in the summertime.
And so would you offer all of this as well as the, we heard for the previous?
I'd offer the testimony and the exhibits, but yeah.
Right. Thank you.
The rules of evidence are a little looser, but we still need it to be evidence. So thank you.
All right. Commissioner Fetch, your memories?
Nothing further.
Very good.
Thank you.
All right. With that, we'll close the informal on case number PU10554. Thank you.
Thank you.
And reload for case number PU12515.